Dr. Phyllis Miller grew up on a farmstead in Polk County, Tennessee. During her career in OBGYN medicine in this area, she became the first woman to head the Tennessee Medical Association. Author Linnell Mason tells that story in the biography, Climbing Mountains. Linnell, Phyllis, thanks for joining us.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
Phyllis, when did you decide to go into medicine?
Well, you know, I think it was in my genes, not a family of doctors, but I can't ever remember not wanting to be a doctor. So as far back as my memory goes.
And you grew up on a farmstead in Polk County, and you did a lot of this, so much of this on your own, because when you were in high school, you lost both of your parents.
I did it on my own in a lot of ways, but I had a lot of support from family and friends. It takes a village to raise a child is very true.
Teachers and mentors and also scholarship money.
Yes, yes.
Working your way through college in the University of Tennessee School of Medicine, residency in Erlanger. When was that?
I started my residency in 1972. And we got paid a little bit then. I believe it was $10,000 a year, which seemed like a million.
And during your career in Chattanooga, caring for thousands of women, delivering thousands of babies.
That's correct. Actually, it's been 40 plus years. Hate to say that, but math. But it's been 40 plus years.
Along the way, your work was recognized.
Yes, and a lot was that I was at the right place at the right time. I had mentors that nourished my career, helped me along.
And that includes the first woman to serve as president of the Chattanooga Hamilton County Medical Society, first woman president of the Tennessee Medical Association, first woman to serve as chief of staff at Erlanger Hospital. And you're still caring for patients.
Yes. Well, I've cut back to 2 days a week. I didn't think I was going to have that opportunity, but I knew I wasn't going to work like I had been. So I was preparing to retire, but an opportunity became available to work 2 days a week, which I was overjoyed with because I did not want to quit medicine. I love it.
And then how did you and Linnell meet?
Oh, Linnell and I are good friends. We first met in the Water Sunday School class at First Baptist Church.
Linnell, you worked for years as an elementary school educator in Georgia and for many years as a special education resource teacher.
Yes.
How did you get into writing and writing about Phyllis's life?
As a resource teacher, I often employed writing on a simpler level so that my children could grasp truths relative like to science that maybe in the fifth grade, the book said this, and I sought for a simpler way to express the same truths. Always enjoyed writing plays and things of that sort. Working with Phyllis was an entirely different thing. Of course, I had, under the guidance of Dr. John Pierce, written my own memoir back to the main thought about Phyllis. We had a retreat in a cabin that she and her brother built for her. We met in little groups, and I was anxious to explore the possibility of writing a children's book on her childhood because I saw elements in it I knew would be helpful to today's children also. I was drawn to Phyllis because of my background and her background synced together in that both of us were used to outdoor toilets and no lights and those kinds of things as children growing up. I was drawn to her honesty, her desire to really tell her story, but she just didn't feel that she had the technique of doing it.
What's something that might surprise people?
Telling this story has been purging for me. It's been a good thing to relive. And a lot of things I didn't remember as Linnell prodded me, they did come back to mind. But I think now a lot of people who know me or know of me now see me as this successful person and don't know anything about my background. and that I have experienced very difficult circumstances. But what they see now is on the outside is not really the real me sometimes, because I know where I came from.
I think that's definitely true. And it's also true in my own life. A lot of people don't know some of the things that I have dealt with. Anyway, it's therapeutic to be able to share oneself and to be open and honest. And I find that's an area where both of us sink together. We're not ashamed. We actually embrace our past, both the good and the bad, and have learned from it. It isn't always where you start out. It's where you end up. I just enjoy learning and hearing other people's stories and listening with my mind, but also with my heart. You know, I'm almost a few months shy of being 90, but I'm very much interested in learning and creating and relating to people.
Part of the proceeds from this book will be donated to the Polk County Education Foundation. Phyllis, you were one of the founders of that foundation. That foundation provides scholarships for deserving students in Polk County.
Many, many of us were involved in that effort. It was too big an effort for anybody to claim credit, but it's been a very successful organization, and it is a way of passing on to the next generation. We've got it set up to be a perpetual fund that will go on, and something that's very satisfying to me and lots of other people.
All right. Phyllis, Linnell, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.